get out to the Band of Brothers hotline and bring in our special guest for the 6 o'clock hour. Why? Because he was a sixth-round draft pick to the Alouettes in the CFL, former offensive lineman for BYU, Quinn Lawler. Quinn, how you living?
I'm doing pretty good. How are you?
Oh, we're doing great, man. We're stoked. I was very excited when I heard the news. My boy Vic texted me saying that Quinn just got picked up by the Alouettes. Congratulations. How does it feel?
Thanks. It feels great. It feels great to know for a long time that I had no clue where I'd be at. So,
You've put in a lot of hard work, man. I saw that you were training over at Pendleton Performance with Jordan Pendleton. Tell us how that has gone. I mean, it seems like he's really helped you out with your athleticism. I thought you tested out very well at the pro day.
Yeah, he's done a great job. And, I mean, like, it's kind of evident in how the other guys did as well in the pro day. Like, he's done a great job. He just kind of knows the balance of, you know, how to work with the body and, like, you know, the different ways to train people. And it really works out well with us. So I'm
What was your times and measurables like there at Pro Day? Can you share those with us?
I wasn't at Pro Day, but I was at the they had like a national combine in Toronto.
Okay.
And I hit like a 31.5 vert. That was probably my best measurable there. And then my 40 was like 5.4. It wasn't that great. I was coming off a tweak hamstring. So, yeah, I think I was most impressed with the vert, but, yeah.
Yeah, that's solid at 6'4". What are you weighing right now? A little over 300 pounds?
Yep.
31.5-inch vert, that's actually an elite. That's elite at that size.
Pretty good explosion right there. Quinn, I remember speaking to you at Alani Fula's surprise birthday party dinner, and we were kind of discussing just your future and some of your options. And you know, if I remember, you were kind of just thinking about hanging it up, right, and not pursuing the CFL and kind of just thinking about getting a grown man job. What were some of the changes? You know, you had a change of heart. I know you said that you were going to go talk to a few people and some of the coaches. But walk me through that process and how you came to the decision of trying to further your career.
I think eventually it just came down to like talking to you and like and coaches and stuff. That really helped. But eventually I just realized, you know, I wasn't happy without football in my life. So, you know, that was just the best move for me to just keep going. And once I started getting to work with Jordan at Pendleton Performance, I could just notice, you know, I'm a happier person. So I knew it was the right thing to do. So.
Now walk me through your life. You were born in Calgary, Canada. How long did you guys stay in Calgary, and how'd you end up in Orem, Utah later on in your life, and you graduated from Orem?
We moved down maybe before I was one, and me and my mom, we moved in with my grandparents, and it's just been us four since like kindergarten age, so...
So it was when you were 1 year. I mean, so you're benefiting from that move right now, getting drafted to the Canadian Football League. That's a nice inspirational story right there. Mama making the right decision, come down to Orem, Utah after that. Well, but being born there in Canada as well. Tell us about your time at BYU. This last season, you probably saw the most playing time. You saw action, I believe, in six. You might have been. How many games did you see action in this year, Quinn?
It was about two. My junior year, I saw action about six of them.
So, you know, junior and senior year, you saw a little bit more action, but, you know, you mentioned that you just weren't happy without football in your life. You know, were you at all, do you feel like something was missing? Like you just didn't, you weren't able to extract all the talent that you have while at BYU and that you had to kind of live out your dream going to the next level?
That could be it, you know. I mean, for me personally, I just took it every day as just looking in the mirror and just trying to fix what I could do. And to be honest, I feel like that really helped me as a player just because it helped me develop those skills to just kind of – develop myself and like be able to critique myself and develop myself every day in practice. So eventually, I mean, I feel like it was a big blessing to be in that kind of situation.
Tell us about the offensive line this next year, Quinn. Who do you expect to really step up and be a leader out there? Who's someone that maybe BYU fans don't know about that they are going to get to know pretty soon?
Man, I mean, I guess everybody knows about Louie and Tijon. You got Tooney there, and Parker Daw. I'm rooting big for Parker Daw. Another walk-on guy. You know, you got to root for your other. Mm-hmm. For your dudes that you've been in work with.
That's right.
But, yeah, and then Riker as well. If he's healthy in there, like, he's gonna do a great job. So, yeah, it's going to be exciting this season to see the guys go at it.
Yeah, I mean, how much better do you think this offensive line is going to be this year as opposed to maybe the last few years?
Oh, the more experience they have under the belt now, it's going to be a lot more easier. And when you know, when you kind of get the feeling of things, it's more of just going out there and making plays instead of figuring out what's going on, you know. So.
Quinn Lawler, former BYU offensive tackle and current Alouette. He just got drafted in the CFL draft, sixth round to the Alouettes. Congratulations to Quinn. On with here, Cougar Sports, ESPN 960. You know, this last year, it wasn't necessarily the offensive side of the ball's fault. I mean, you guys scored a lot of points, whether it was Taysom Hill under center or Christian Stewart, yet the defense just wasn't able to perform at a high enough level to stop teams from scoring points. Was there ever a rift within the locker room? Did you guys keep the chemistry good, or was that kind of a difficult time to keep everyone on the same page and keep everybody happy?
I felt like we pulled together like pretty well. We rallied around Christian, and you know, when Christian came in that Utah State game, I had full belief that we were still going to pull it out, because Christian is such a great quarterback, you know. So I think we rallied around Christian really well, and so yeah.
Yeah, you know, we were wondering about that. You know, it's always difficult to lose kind of the Superman, right? We were talking about how Taysom Hill is just this beast, right? He's your leader. He's your best football player. He's also the strongest guy in the weight room, it seems, like pound for pound, just a beast. Yeah. And then all of a sudden Superman goes down. And you're like, oh, man. And then on top of that, you guys ended up losing to Utah State. So a lot of adversity there. We were just debating this, Brian and I. You're not playing for a conference championship, so how can you continue to rally the troops? How can you continue to be motivated when you're not playing for a conference championship and you're no longer undefeated?
Well, it's definitely different, and it is true. You kind of have to find a different kind of motivation. It's kind of got to go deep within you and the boys, you know. But yeah, it's definitely different to. You know, when you're in an independent, you know, stage of things, it's kind of, you know, win all or bust, you know. So
when I was in a similar situation with that you guys were in last year with a couple of teams, 2010 with BYU and I believe 2008 with one of my with my junior college team. And 2010, we all strapped a piece of blade, a grass, and said that on our belts every single game. I don't think I told the story. Every single game, and said we're fighting for one for every blade of
every
grass,
inch,
every inch,
blade,
every
yeah.
blade. We're fighting as a reminder. That really rallied us together when Coach Mendenhall took over. And then in 2008, junior college, we all had to have a speech. We brought a photo or an item and we were saying that, you know, this is what I'm playing for, this item or this family member, whatever the case
this
is.
This is why?
This is why. did you guys have any of that going on last year to really rally together?
As far as from what I know, you know, being on the scout team that last year for most of it, I didn't see as much. But I mean, I felt like it was a lot of it was just rallying around Christian.
So Christian was your item in your blade of grass.
Kind of, yeah, in a way, you know. And yeah.
Love it. Quinn, we got to let you go. We appreciate you coming on with us. It's been great catching up with you. We wish you good luck as you continue your professional football career on into Canada. And, you know, keep on living right. Keep on doing your thing with that 31.5-inch vertical, Mr. Explosive.
Appreciate it.
That's right. Quick, make sure you watch the bank, man. Make sure you watch when the dollar rises and decreases, man, so you could cash in. You'll make a little bit of money. That's a tip that coaches will share with you, so keep an eye on it.
Appreciate that. Look out.
All right, thanks, Quinn. There you have it, Quinn Lawler, former BYU offensive lineman.